fine. Crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet. Only on 95BFM.
All right. Amelia, kia ora, how are you?
You know what? I have changed my mind in the last 10 or 15 minutes, Rach.
Yes.
I don't think anyone should be ashamed for listening to Limp Bizkit. All I've been thinking about since we were talking about how the album is called Chocolate Starfish and the Hot Dog Flavored Water,
yeah,
is that Roland goes so hard. I haven't even heard it. I've just been thinking about it and I'm like, that texture was so right. I'm going to listen to the new album today.
Shout outs to that Limp Bizkit fan. You do you. Don't listen to Amelia. You've turned around. We're talking about... I actually don't even know what we're talking about today. What are we talking about on Word Salad?
Well, we're also going to see the wheel today.
Okay.
In a sense, assuming that that song is referencing Ezekiel's wheel in the Bible.
Yes, I believe it is.
Yeah. We're also going to see the wheel, kind of. So we're going to talk about a couple of words that come from ancient Greek mystery religions.
Ooh, okay. This is something that you've been threatening to do for some time,
yeah.
So I'm glad we've finally got here. I need to get my the Greek sting ready to go. So you tell us a little bit about what we're doing while I scroll through the sting bank.
So, I mean, people may have heard of mystery cults, which were like a really big part of ancient Greek and Roman society. They were basically little clubs,
mm-hmm,
and you would go in and you would be initiated.
Okay.
We'll talk a little bit about that in a second. So usually it involved a simulation of the experience of death.
Oh, okay.
Gosh.
Yep. So death would be simulated for you, and it was kind of the idea that some mystery objects would be revealed to you and they would help to guide you when you actually did die.
What's in the bag?
It's who could...
What's that in the original Greek?
Yeah, exactly. So when you might have heard about these, if you have, and you heard them referred to as mystery cults.
Yes.
You might have thought that was a description of them.
I did. I have always just assumed it was like, oh, they were these mystery cults. We don't know much about them.
It's actually the other way around. So our word mystery comes from what these things were called in ancient... Yeah. So an initiate was called a mystis.
Oh,
and
yep.
the person in charge was called a Mr. Gorgos.
Okay.
Yeah. And so this is the word for them, and it has evolved into our contemporary word mystery, which properly refers to these religious organizations, but has like developed to mean any kind of like weird, strange,
right,
unexplainable thing.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so we, in a kind of a rare, like a very rare situation, we basically accept the given ancient Greek etymology for this.
Whoa.
So usually ancient etymologies we think of more as like an exegetical game, kind of. So you, like in the ancient world, you play with kind of how words sound to be like, it came from this thing, to kind of reveal something about the word. And usually we're like, well, that's not really how words work. But we've decided that, yeah, they are probably right. It probably does come from this Greek verb, myein.
Myein.
Which means to close.
Ooh. Okay.
And so you're either closing the mouth, because you cannot speak of the things of which you have seen within the mystery.
The mystery,
or you're closing the eyes, because often it's like a literal closing of the eyes, you know.
Blindfolded.
Good way to simulate death.
Close your eyes.
Someone murders a bull over the top of you. You're hiding in a pit.
Oh, my God.
All the blood comes down. You're reborn in a kind of mystic way. Mystic also comes from mystery.
My word.
Yeah. And so when I said initiate before,
yes,
initiate in the classical Latin, so in the original way it was being used, strictly referred to people who were being initiated into mysteries.
Oh, okay.
It's only later that it becomes a more kind of general term.
So I have a tangential question to ask you, which is not so much about the words, but the idea of mystery cults, is that the same thing that's like bled into like fraternities and hazing and all that kind of awful stuff that goes on? Is there a direct link there, or is it just a coincidence?
I mean,
in your humble opinion,
I wouldn't be surprised if, I mean, because American fraternity stuff is very much like obsessed with a kind of like classical lineage, as a lot of kind of extremely white, extremely imperialist organizations are. It's too much to talk about today.
Just dipping our toes in.
I would say there's probably like some modeling done in that case.
Okay.
But I think there's also kind of a long history of secret societies that aren't necessarily the same kind of thing
as a mystery cult.
Yeah, because it's yeah, it's
real
very
specific.
Religious.
Okay, so let's
and
get
mystical.
Back. Let's get back to the mystery cults, the ancient Greeks. We're murdering bulls. We're doing all sorts of terrible
lying
things.
In pits.
Well, we're gonna move on to another one now.
Okay.
So the other word that I wanted to talk about was mantis.
Mantis.
Yeah. So I don't know. At my high school, people used to be like, oh. You're the mantis.
Yeah.
And we all know about a praying mantis.
Oh, we do.
Little
green fellows.
Yes, and we know that they're praying because they're praying. People can't see my hands, but they do the little.
It's like you're just saying the same thing.
They do the hand thing.
That looks like they're praying. Yeah.
But praying mantises in the ancient world were considered kind of like magic, maybe a little bit.
Ooh.
And the
cool.
word mantis. Is actually like, it's a kind of like a seer or a visionary, like a kind of a mystic oracle.
Whoa, okay.
And so that's why if there are some nerds out there who know about like various types of magic, it's like necromancy. Because it's like the
mantis.
You're a mantis of dead people.
Ooh.
Pyromancy. You're the mantis who deals with flames, right?
I'm just imagining, like, as you say this, I'm just imagining, like, oh, you're the mantis still at high school.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're the mantis of flames,
bro.
You're
the magical person.
100%. And so it's kind of, people think that it's probably closely linked to mentis, which is like mental. So,
ooh,
like, stuff
okay.
happening in the mind, because the idea. You know, the idea is that you're kind of, your brain is going off to these places. And so it's also related to, like, mania.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is not where I thought the lineage of praying mantis was going to take us.
Yeah, so they're kind of a hip priest. They're like a psychic visionary.
To be honest, when you look at a little praying mantis, they have got a whole vibe about them, eh?
They've got a real vibe.
I believe it. Green cloaks.
Yeah, skin.
They know things that we don't know.
They do.
And they, you know how they sort of bob up and down
yeah.
a little bit and they look
yeah.
like they're ready for a fight? They know things.
They do.
But yeah, I just thought it was kind of interesting how, so the ancient world, and especially ancient Greece, more so than the Latin world, which
yeah.
is much more like, you know, practical.
This, yeah. Boring.
Very into riddles and things which would now be considered like a cult. And so I like how many of our words for these things are still very similar, like enigma is like a kind of it starts off as a very specialized word in the ancient world, referring to a kind of like a riddle or a thing that like conceals its meaning and then like grows to be more general over time. But it's like we're still calling things an enigma.
It still kind of means the same thing.
An enigma.
You've picked us a Kinks track. Can you explain why we're playing I'm Not Like Everybody Else?
Because we're all joining a mystery cult.
Mystery cult BFM.
So that it can help guide us through the afterlife. So we're not like everyone else all wandering around. Oh, do I go left or right? Should I drink of the water of the light? Oh, I don't know what to do. Yeah, so that's why I listen to this song.
I guess that's interesting.
Thanks, Amelia. I'm feeling mystical now.
We didn't even get to talk about Orpheus.
There's always time for Orpheus another day.
And I'm not gonna take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't want to moan about like everybody else. And I don't want to live my life like everybody else. And I will say that I'm fine like everybody else. Cause I'm not like everybody else.
Confess all my sins like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. Like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't want to run around like everybody else.
That is the Kinks with I'm Not Like Everybody Else. We were all just talking about how great praying mantises are, and Vince came in being like, they eat all the caterpillars, so...
That's all they do.
There's two sides to every story.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.